Hello, I'm Javis Lewis, and today I'm going to show you how to embed a video and many other things in your WordPress post. Embedding videos in WordPress is actually really, really easy, but it's shrouded in mystery and it's really difficult to explain in text. So I thought I'd make a quick screencast of how to do this. And we're going to do this by using the 2014 default theme on WordPress 3.9. This, of course, works in many earlier versions of WordPress, but of course, if you haven't upgraded, now's the time to do it. The way to do it in the past was that you went over to YouTube and you watched a video, and down here at the bottom, you hit the share box. And that usually gave you, in the past, this massive snippet of code here. A bit cryptic, sometimes it starts with embed, sometimes it starts with iframe. And on the bottom here, you have a choice of how wide you want to embed that video. Those are all confusing details that we do not need anymore, thanks to a technology called OEmbed, which WordPress makes good use of. The video size is something that you may not necessarily know. All you know is you want to embed a video in your WordPress website and you want it to show up and you want users to hit play and it plays immediately. You don't want it to be too small. You don't want it to be too big and be cut off by your sidebar. So all complex considerations that, thank God, you don't really have to think about anymore. Because this piece of code in the past, you would just go and copy it and then create a post and paste that into your code somewhere, somehow, and you don't need to do that anymore. We can completely ignore this and just head back to this option here, share this video. And that will just give you a plain URL. This is a plain link to this very YouTube website here with this single video on it. And WordPress is clever enough to parse that and embed it into your post right away. So all we need to do is copy this URL, Command-C, or Control-C if you're on a PC. And here I am in WordPress now. Either from the front or from the back, just go and enter, edit a new post here. And I'm going to call it Post with Video. And down here in the post content box, all you need to do is paste that link in. One other thing, very important in previous versions of WordPress, more than it is today, hit return. Very important that this thing is on its own line and your cursor is on the bottom, just beneath that. You can write some text here, no problem, we don't have to do that. But what you shouldn't do is leave the cursor here, hit publish, and expect the video to be embedded. In WordPress 3.9 it works, but it hasn't worked in the past, and with certain themes it still isn't working. So just make sure you hit return. And then you go and publish it. View the post. And there it is, video is embedded. No code snippet, no posting, no nothing. It works just like it should. Hit play, and the video starts playing. What's more is I didn't have to think about how wide this video needs to be because it's in line with my content here. And that, again, this is taken care of by something I mentioned earlier, OEmbed, and a certain width parameter that themes can set and declare this is how wide my content wants to be. Some themes may not have this parameter, but in order to show you the effect here is you may not use 2014. So I head over to Appearance, Themes, and maybe I'll switch over to 2013 here. And it's a brand new theme activated. Let's go to the front page. And look at that, the video is still embedded and it's resized correctly. I didn't really have to think about that. It's now wider because 2013, the other default theme, has a wider content column, that's all. And OEmbed and WordPress take care of that for you in the background automatically. There's one caveat I want to make sure we do go through this. If we go back to the post here, post with video, and we see this, sometimes what you may do is you may copy a YouTube link from an email, and it may then look a little bit like this. So as if this is already a link. So this is plain text. And that here, the orange highlight, or in 2014 it's highlighted in green to give you a bit of a preview here, that is now a clickable URL. So if you go and update the post and view the post, then all you'll be presented with is a hyperlink. And then when people click on it, they will certainly go to the video, but that's not really the effect you want. You want the video to be embedded, or you want to maybe link to it and say, this video is also available on YouTube, and then you'd have that hyperlink here. So WordPress can only detect the auto embed if this is not a link and if this video is on its own line. So if this has happened, that you've pasted this in and you think, oh man, how am I going to get rid of that? Very easy to do. Just highlight this entire hyperlink, and you'll see this by these two buttons that are now depressed. And if you click on it, you can actually see where that link takes you. To get rid of it, just hit the remove link button. And then it is no longer a hyperlink. Update, view the post, video is back in action. That's all. So make sure it's not a hyperlink, and make sure this URL is on its own line. And just to recap, you get that from YouTube by going, this is how it looks by default here, usually on the about page on the YouTube video. Find the share function and then have a look at share this video. It'll give you this one line URL. If you're on embed, stay clear of that. That's no longer needed. Sometimes it even works when you just grab that URL that you're currently watching. There are additional parameters here. For example, this video is currently embedded in a playlist. So if you take that from here, you would embed the entire playlist. And you can even do that here as well. You can tick this option, share with playlist starting from current video, start of playlist, and so forth. And if you do that, then you'll see that those parameters here change. So if you want to just link to that one single video without the playlist, just make sure that box is unticked and grab that URL. I don't want to complicate things, but I've got even better news for you. If it's not a YouTube video that you're embedding, say if it's one from Vimeo, you can do it exactly the same way. So post with video here, let's make a new post and call it video from Vimeo. And it works the same way. Of course, we're not going to be on YouTube, we're going to be on Vimeo. And this is a video that I've uploaded here. The sharing button may not always be here, so you can use that. And then you will also get a link to this video here, or you get an embed code. Again, we're going to stay clear from that. But just in case that button isn't there, you can feel free to just use that top URL from your browser and copy that. It's the same link, and we'll do exactly the same thing. We're just going to copy that, paste that into our WordPress post, hit return, very important, publish it, and view the post, and there it is, embedded to the full width. You can even do this with Flickr videos, Flickr photos even. If I really like this picture by Susan Mortar, I just click on it, and then I go and grab that URL from my browser, create a new post, from Flickr. Paste that in, again, same thing, just hit return. With Flickr, the width may not work as well at times, but it certainly does do the same thing. It pulls in the picture, I didn't have to drag it to my desktop, upload it to my website, it just works. Very nice. And one last thing I want to show you using the same technology is tweets. If you're seeing someone's Twitter feed and a tweet that particularly grabbed your attention that you want to embed on your website, rather than just reference the tweet, I'll just use one of mine here that I've posted with a picture. Click on the date in the Twitter feed and you'll get to that single tweets page. So with nothing else in it, it'll give you a long URL here, usually the Twitter user handle followed by status and a really long number. Same thing, just copy that. Go back to your WordPress website and create a new post. And the same thing, just paste that in on its own line, hit enter and hit publish. View the post and you've got a completely formatted tweet here, including interaction where people can follow the user whose tweet you've copied from, sharing options, favoriting options, all provided by OEmbed and WordPress. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions about this, please leave me a comment and don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Also, share this video with friends, family, and total strangers. Bye for now.